各位请坐。Please have a seat.
The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。好，我们今天是最后两句啊，无论如何今天一定要把它解决掉啊。
Today is the last session, and we still have two more verses to go. No matter what, we have to finish everything by today.
上次讲到是万物自有功，当言用其处，是含是存含盖和理应兼空住。
Last time we discussed the third from the bottom stanza, all things have their own function depending on their use and location. Phenomena, stores, seals, covers combine. Principle yields to the arrow, the sword's edge, and the stick.
那主要就是我们的心有种种的功能，那有执着的功能，那也有就是不执着，就是觉悟的功能。那要看你是使用哪个功能。
Basically, this is talking about how our mind has a myriad of functions. It has the function of being attached to things.But it also has the function of being enlightened and non-attached. It really all depends on how we use our mind.
那这些功能也好，这些心也好，就是我们说心你不可能离开现象，我们就是这个性不能离开现象，或是你这个体不能离开现象。那现象也不能离开体。
No matter what we talk about, ultimately the essence does not depart from the phenomenon or the function of the mind. It doesn't depart from the phenomenon as well.
那我们每一个当下都在产生用，那产生相，那怎么样从这些现象这些用当中看到性。
At all moments, we're using this mind, to use the function of the mind to create all kinds of phenomena. But ultimately, it's most important to seehow we can look at the phenomena and return to the mind itself.
我们说就是觉悟的用，就是他看到每个当下看到性又看到现象。那我们就是执着的或是迷的用或是功能，只看到现象，那看不到性。
In the state of enlightenment,you are able to simultaneously see the nature of the mind as well as the phenomenon, that's the function of the mind. But in the state of unenlightenment, then we are often stuck and confused by the phenomenon themselves.
那觉悟者的对世间的看法也许我们不能体会，可是觉悟者的一些他们的一些知见，那用语言来形容的，其实我们是可以去揣摩，那去学习。
We may not be able to fully grasp the state of enlightenment, yet, the experience they have and the understanding they were managed to achieve, we are able to get some inkling from the descriptions they give forth.
那里面有很多虽然是我们是可以厘清，就是 执着或是迷的人产生的功能跟开悟的人产生的功能有哪一些差别？
Based on their teaching, we are able to learn the distinction between, for enlightened people, what is the function of their mind versus for unenlightened people, how the unenlightened beings use their mind.
那觉悟者有几个，比如说他们看待这世间不是对立的，不是有一个心看到有一个外境。那我们假设你是用我看到外境，那就是能所对立的功能，就是他们讲这是迷的功能。
For people who are enlightened, the way they see the world is it's not dualistic.It's non-dualistic. They don't see that there's a mind and then there are all these external phenomena that's in opposition to the mind. But for unenlightened people, such opposition, the dualistic view exists. There's a sense of subject and there's a sense of object.
有一个我看到一个外境，这应该听得懂吧？
What I'm talking about, there is the sense of self, and then in response to the world that you see, the phenomena that you see. This kind of concept, you do understand some of it, right?
听得懂，然后你要知道说这个就是迷的功能，就是众生的功能。
If you're able to understand, then you have to know this is the function of.The mind of an enlightened person, ordinary beings.
Can you use the microphone? When
we talk about the sense of self, should we be thinking in terms of I, self, or...self in terms of nothing has a self, like this drum doesn't have a self, the tablecloth doesn't have a self. Is it more helpful for us to think of it in terms of the I, like me, I, self, or nothing has a self?
他问的问题是说，当我们在讨论这个我的时候，应该是怎么去想这个概念？我是指我们刚才说我自己啊，我怎么样怎么样，这个我呢，还是指的是说所有的一切万物都没有一个自信。
好啊，现在你讲说这些东西有没有自信啊，那我有没有自信呢？谁来分别说他有没有自信？
What is the distinction between the sense of I, me, kind of self versus, you know, object of no self? Who is it that makes such distinction?
那个，譬如说你讲他讲中古啊，中古会讲说哦没有自信，还是你说你在分别说他有自信没自信
？Well, so for instance, you're talking about a drum and a bell and the bell and the drum. They say, oh, I have no self nature, but Who is it that says that they don't have self nature, or they do have self nature?
所以我们现在就是现在要讲那个，就是说自信，在这边讲的自信，就是其实就是你那一颗具有分别、感知、判断，具有这种能力的，不是一个没有感知能力的，是一个。不能互动，不能跟你对应的那种东西，是具有感知、可以反应、可以判断种种的功能的这东西。我们现在讲那个，不管是讲我也好，或是讲自信也好，还是讲的是这个东西，不是希望能讲到什么我不我的。
Does it matter what kind of terminology they were using? Whether we're talking about self or self nature, it's really referring to the the mind, the function of the mind that has the ability to reflect, to categorize, to think. That's what we're talking about. We're not really talking about self in the sense of Western philosophy of the self, the ego, etc.
所以只要就是说我们现在讲的就是说自信，现在这边讲的自信呢，自信有很多意思，我现在这边讲的自信就是你的觉性，既有感知，既有判断，既有回应，甚至他们有讲说既有能够什么说话，既有能够驱动你的身体，既有这种功能的，我们这个觉性，我们这就既有那种认知功能，至少要有认知功能的，我就提到这个。
So there are actually many, many layers of definition, when we talk about self-nature. But what I'm talking about right now is, the thing that has this function to perceive, to make decisions, or even decide to come to the lecture today or go somewhere. The thing, the mind that has the function of doing all these, perceiving, thinking, that's what we're referring to as self-nature right now.
不管你谈什么，或是你认知什么，一定有一个主体的，既有认知、判断功能的这个这种有这样功能的那个，我们才谈呢、啊。你非常的东西永远是有一个能谈的能认知的东西，那我们谈这个不谈被认知的东西，因为被认知的东西太多了，是能认知的东西是什么。
So we revert back to the origin. Again, we're not talking about all the myriads of phenomena that's out there that can be perceived, can be categorized. We're talking about the essence, the thing itselfthat has the ability, the function of doing all these perceiving, categorizing, thinking, etc.
好，那这个总之，你总之这个心可以认知，可以判断，可以种种的这个功能。那我们也是有这种功能，可是我们那个功能是什么？产生能所，能所的功能。另外一种就是它也是认知，可是它是什么？没有能所。不需要经过能所，我看到东西，我要用眼睛看到一个东西被看的，它不需要什么，有个对象才有认知功能，它没有对象，它还是认知的。我们要讨论这一个部分。
So what we are focusing on is that we have already described the function of the mind. We ourselves also have this function, except that we have been.Confused, and we have the sense of subject and object. We tend to think it's dualistic. And there's a sense of someone that's perceiving and there's someone that's being perceived. Whereas the mind itself, it really does not require, the sense of subject and object, and yet it still has the function of doing all these reflecting and perceiving.
好几个例哈。比如说某甲骂你，某甲骂你，他骂的话是你被你认知的，是被你听到的一个语言，对不对？那你能够判断，能够感知这些语言的那个心，跟骂你的那些话，好，我心可以感知语言。那些话可不可以感知我的心？
So let me give you an example. Say there's someone out there that's scolding me, saying bad things about me, and then you hear all these things, the sound of it, and you have the ability to make differentiation, to make sense of the sound. That's the function of the mind. So.Your mind has the ability to perceive the sound. Does the sound have the ability to perceive you, your mind?
你的心可以透过耳朵听到这些话。这些话有没有办法骂你？
Your mind through the ear, the organ, the ear organ has the ability to perceive and make sense of all the words that's been uttered. But do the words themselves actually has the capacity, has the ability to be doing the actual scolding?
好，他骂你还是他那个话骂你？
Is it the person that's scolding you or the word that's scolding you?
哪一个？
Which one is it? 你说团体那个合作？
现在开始巧辩了啊！
You're just using smart words.
你可以仔细看看话本身，它是不能什么？我用棍子打果，果是要咬棍子还是咬我的手？
So.Let's say, if I'm using a stick to hit the dog, is it the stick that's doing the hitting, or does it require a hand that's doing the action?
因为他们是 teamwork. You, 如果有人拿棍子打你，你也应该写过，因为他们是共同的。我打棍子，他那个人就会痛啊。
Well, if you think of teamwork, then if someone's hitting you with a stick and then you hit the stick back, if that's the case, then if you hit the stick, then the person should feel pain too, wouldn't it?
对，你看，你可以用这个例子哦，语言本身是没有什么，是不能伤害你的。
If you look at this example carefully, you realize that words themselves, they don't really have the ability to be hurting your feelings or anything like that.
语言如果能够伤害你的话，你睡觉的时候语言也是可以伤害的。
If words have the ability to hurt you, then even when you're sleeping,They can do the same thing too.
所以你想讲说什么骂又不会痛，对不对？真的骂真的是不会痛的。
Well, so there's a saying in Chinese that when people are scolding you, so what? It doesn't hurt anyway. Really, when you think about it carefully, the scolding words don't hurt.
啊，骂会不会伤人的心？也不会的。
Do the scolding words hurt people's feelings? Not really. It won't.
如果他正在骂的时候你在睡觉的话，身体也不会痛，心也不会痛的。
If someone's scolding you and they happen to be asleep, then neither your mind nor your body will be hurt by the word.
那现在就是你会被伤害，因为你的心认为那个语言是他。
Well, the very fact that your feeling is hurt by the words is because we perceive the words, we mistaken the words as the person, him or herself.
魔甲骂你，然后跟魔甲骂你的声音把它录起来，播给你听，是不是都能有？一定的效果。
If a person A is scolding you, and then you tape record the conversation, and then replay that, the scolding conversation, it still has certain effects, doesn't it?
会不会是说我骂你，你很生气，因为我活生生的人骂你，当然就是你骂我啊，所以你是用眼神骂我啊。那我现在把它录起来了，那用录音带再放给你听，那里面没有我在里面了，你不应该生气啊。
Well, really, you shouldn't be getting hurt by listening to the tape recording of the scolding, right? because in the tape recording, there's no sense of me, the scolder, that's in the recording.
你说我在这边，我现在没骂你啊，是声音啊，而你们听到录音机的声音，你会不会觉得是录音机，还是觉得是我？
I'm just sitting here. I'm not doing any kind of scolding right now. And I'm just playing the tape of scolding. But your feelings still get hurt. Isn't that curious? I'm not doing anything. There's no mind in the tape recording. Why should your feelings still get hurt?
所以现在就是在讲这一部分，就是你的心可以辨知语言声音是你辨识的对象，语言是没有心的，而你结果你把语言当成有心在里面，是人在里面。
So the mind has the ability to perceive and make the distinction, and that's a subject, and as object we respond to words and people scolding.But language itself doesn't have a mind of its own.
那你把语言认为里面有心在里面，把照片是一个物质的东西，认为有人在里面，所以你就能够伤心了。那其实是主要是你自己能够辨识的心认错了。照片就是照片，你认为照片是人。哦，他怎么死的？是你在打妄想，跟你不知道。
So language is just language, or if you're looking at a photograph, a photo is just a photo. There are no minds in language itself, and no mind in the photo themselves. Yet it's our own mind that makes the mistake of connecting the sound with a self, an object, and connecting the photo with the real person.And thus, we have all these different feelings responding to these phenomena and objects.
我们在这个世间，我们是不是常常把声音，把一个色相当成人 ？OK， 很生气的，或者很快乐，是不是这样子？
As we function in the world.Isn't it the case that we often, or most of the time, we will mistakenly take someone's sound, or the image of a person as the person him or herself, and perceiving there's a mind in the sound and in the image?
如果你这样子的一种态度或是观念，那这个叫做众生的功能。叫做凡夫的功能，或是执着的功能，叫做或是迷的功能。
If this is how you operate your mind, always associating external phenomena with the actual person or the actual object, then that's merely the function of an ordinary mind, an ordinary being. Or you can even say that's a function of a confused mind.
我已经讲很久这个了，可是大家听懂了，可是照样什么？一而再，再而三的换，累换，对不对？累换不改，应该抓起来枪毙的。
We've been talking about this many, many times, repeatedly. Yet, even if you're able to understand a little bit, it's really hard to connect it with how you actually function in the real world. So you don't correct your errors. And in that case, shouldn't we take you to prison?
那接下来下一句尘缘细会中，我刚才讲的这个部分，就是那一颗心具有认知功能的，可是它不是有能有所的认知的，它是要尘缘，就是透过尘，就是透过我的话来体会那一颗心是可以超越能所的。可以体会这个东西，叫做透过这些开示来体会，或是来 感知到，哎，就是要这样的心，叫做中，就是那个什么，就是你的性，你的空性，觉到你的空性，那不要我讲一个东西，你不是按照这样的路，你直接想哦，应该是怎么样，后面就叫做不自立规矩。
The next stanza says, received teaching must be reconciled with basic principle. Do not establish your own rules. So we talked about how the mind has the function of doing all these perceiving, making distinctions. Yet, ultimately, the mind doesn't have to operate based on the platform of there is a subject and an object.And all these, even though such a state is really beyond language, but through teaching and through my words, you are able to get some inklings and to start cultivating toward that direction. So it's through teaching and through language that you will get a sense of what kind of state that is and practice that way. So,in doing and ultimately be able to realize, when we talk about basic principle here, it's also referring to nature, the self nature. And, so following the teaching and do not create your own rules and do not be too creative and thinking I should practice this way and that way and not following previous teaching.
那所以说如果我们继续把心中浮出来的语言像某某人的印象当成某某人，那你没办法体会到这个心本身跟那个是没关系的。
If we continue to operate our mind the old way and whenever we perceiveThe language form or we perceive the form of an image, if we continue to make association between these images, these forms, and connecting it to mistakenly thinking that there's a self behind it, if you operate that way, then it will be impossible to understand the real function of the mind, which is beyond subject and object.
那同样的理由就是你的心浮出一个影像，你可以感知影像，可以辨识影像，那个影像能不能跟你互动，能不能认知你？
So again, your mind give rise to this image, some sort of image. Does this image that you have created in your mind has ability to interact with you?
有没有办法？就说你浮出了个影像，你浮出什么人的影像，你可以辨识这个影像，这个影像能不能辨识你的心，或是跟你的心互动？可以。
So your mind creates an image, and an image of a person,And your mind has the ability to be aware of it and to perceive this image as created by itself. Does the image that you created also has the ability to perceive and be aware of the mind itself?
那如果你认为那个影像可以跟你互动，那接下来你就会一直跟它互动的。可是从来它就是你想个东西，就一个影像浮出来，呆在那边的，那就消起来就消失的。可是因为你认为他是可以跟我互动的，他是某某人的，所以结果你就认为他是有心在里面的，他是某某人的。我在讲什么某人的时候，你认为你记中浮出来那个像是某某人，所以你最可以恨得要命，气得要命。那个前提就是你就认为那个像就是人。
So the image that arises from your mind is merely an image that's created by your mind. But that's not how we think. That's not how we operate. Oftentimes, when we talk about, oh, so-and-so, you can give rise to emotions such as happiness or strong anger toward that person. That is because our mind has mistakenly and has been confused to associate this form that's created by the mind with the actual person. You make the erroneous association between the image in your own mind and the person, him or herself. And because of that, then your mind thinks that, oh, then I can interact with this form and thus continue on, and the interaction continues and never ceases. Again, that's because we're not able to detach the two and to recognize the form is merely a form that's created in your own mind.
那有人就讲说，好，我认同，就是我心中浮出来的影像是影像，不是人。可是我呢，现在你先看到我，我是不是人？有人这样问我。
So some people are a little bit more aware, and they realize that, okay, now I understand. I can recognize that whatever image that comes up in my mind is a creation of my own mind. That I'm okay with. But when you're looking at me as a real person standing in front of you, that kind of logic seems to be harder to hold. It's hard to say that the real person standing in front of you is but an image that's created in your own mind.
那这里面我要反问，你是看到我的像呢，还是看到我的心？
So that was a question that someone had asked me before. So in this case, I need to ask you in return that when you see me standing here, do you see an image of me? Or do you see my mind?
大家都不敢回答，我也很难回答。
Many of you are afraid to answer, and it's really difficult for me to answer for you.
我举很多例子哈，有一个人晚上睡觉，那跟一个死人，躺在旁边，你们能不能辨别哪一个有心，哪一个没心？
I'm going to give you several examples to try to elucidate this point. So, example one, there's a person, there are two people sleep, one person sleeping, laying there on the floor, and there's another person, a corpse, laying on the floor. Are you able to distinguish between the two? Can you tell which one has a mind and which one doesn't?Someone said neither one has the mind.
那你睡觉以后你就死掉了哦。没有，你会不会再活过来？
If neither one has the mind, then that means when you fall asleep, then you are essentially dead. If that's the case, then how can you become alive again in the morning?
至少你还看到那个活人还在呼吸嘛。
So by observing their forms, at least you may be able to tell that, oh, the person is still alive because he's still breathing.
好，现在再多一个人啊，一个是有呼吸的，一个是植物人，那一个是死人，有没有一样？
Let's add one more person to the scenario. There's a dead person, a person who's breathing, and then there's also a vegetable.Are the three the same or different?
那个活人早上起来以后站起来，你会不会吓一跳？不会。那个死人突然间起来，你会吓一跳。
In the morning, when the person who's alive to stand up and walk around, are you going to be surprised and startled? No, right? But if the corpse all of a sudden just woke up and start walking around, you will be startled for sure.
还有再多一个。有一个人他是入定的，进入市场是没有呼吸的，你怎么辨别这个死人跟这一个 入市场的差别？
Let's add one more person. There's a person who has entered samadhi and reached the fourth state of dhyana. And in that state, meditators don't have the signs of breathing. In that case, how can you make the distinction between this person and a dead person?
再加第五个，有一个人，他可以坐着，突然间就死掉了，可是他等一下他又可以回来让这个人活了，你怎么辨别？
Let's add one more person. There's a person who can sit there and meditate, and all of a sudden this person can be dead, and the next moment this person can come to life again. How do you make the distinction between all these?
然后你在这个五个人当中共同的点，这五个人的受想都在的。
So when you're looking at all these five people, they all share one similarity, one common area, which is the physical form. It's all there.
再加入一个东西，有一个人他可以站着不动，然后眼球也不动，那他可以混在那个蜡像里面。五个人，那很多人就说：“哦，这个人，哇，这啊，好像真人，因为他没办法辨识这个活人是有心的。”
So one more person, there's this person who's very skilled, and this person is able to for a long period of time not move at all, and not even the eyeball, and this person even has ability to, you know, to make himself into a wax museum, and people would think that, oh, you know, this wax statue is really real, looks like a real person, and doesn't move at all, but the flesh feels like a real person. In that case, how do you make a distinction between all these different people?
所以现在我跟你，第一，你肯定你看到色相，可是能不能看到你的心，看到我的心，大概很难。
So with all these, you are able to perceive their form, the physical form, but are you able to perceive their mind as well? It's probably quite difficult, isn't it?
那禅宗有时候叫说这个叫什么？活死人。
So in Chan, sometimes we call these as living dead people.
也就是叫死活人啊。
Or dead living people.
也就是那一个他们牵扯到那种真心，他不懂得真心的功能的，所以就是把它列为就是活活跟死人差不多的。
So for those people who don't understand the function of the mind, in Chan school they don't think there's much difference between such people and dead people.
那总而言之，这边要讲的就是这颗心，能够辨识，能够感知，能够判断，能够让身体动的这颗心，它不会因为现象的有无，或是我有呼吸没呼吸，那这一颗心就不见了，它不会的。
So what we're trying to say here, illustrate, is that the mind has the ability to perceive, to sense, to make distinctions, to categorize, and it has the ability to motivate the body to do this and that. This mind doesn't disappear.
那这颗心，这颗就是心不动的心，具有种种的功能的心，也可以把某个会动的影像认为里面有心。那按照这样的一个基础，不但用这种方式在跟外星互动，那你一直不知道你是跟你自己，跟你一个色相在互动，你以为你是跟心互动，那这个样子的也算是功能，那么或者就是叫迷的功能。
So the mind has ability to do all these, but also has the ability to perceive some sort of form and interact with it, because under the misconception that the form itself contains a mind, we don't realize that when you are interacting with a form, you are merely interacting with a form that's inside and perceived by your own mind. We think that there is another mind out there that you're interacting with. And so if you continue to operate that way, yes, there is still a function of the mind, but such function is a confused function.
接下来讲，触目不会到印入因之印足因之入。
Next, we're going to talk about using your eyes, the path is lost. Using your feet, how can you know the road?
这里面主要是讲解跟行啊，就是你懂了一堆观念，可是你的实践跟这些观念不相应，那这个道实际上你是没办法去体会到观念所什么所表达的状态。
So here we're talking about the notion of understanding the principle versus realizing, actually putting such understanding into practice. If you're not able to do either one of those, then you're still not in correspondence. You're still not understanding the path, the teaching.
那今年常会讲叫做什么？我说这道菜怎么做，怎么做都好吃，都好吃。讲半天就是没有吃到，什么叫收拾什么，不会饱的。
So it's just like someone who spend a lot of time talking about different food and different dishes of how tasty they are, but if you have never actually tasted it, then it's all talk and everything is in vain. There's a saying in Chinese that you're merely talking about food and counting other people's treasures.
那有时候讲说数别人的钞票，可是数完了以后，哦，这总共1亿，结果是别人的。
It's just like you're counting money for other people, and you count it, oh, you're really happy, it's $1 million, but it belongs to someone else.
那下面那一个呢，就是啊，我要修行，要修行，要修行。可是你就是要去东，结果你是往西跑了。就是什么，我们叫无头苍蝇呢，一直在挥，挥到哪里去？有挥，也不知道挥到哪里去了。
And the next phrase, using your feet, how can you know the road?It's talking about how a lot of people kept emphasizing, oh, it's so important that I cultivate, and they indeed do cultivate. But are they really clear about their direction? It's, sometimes people are like a fly without head, that they fly around. Are they flying? Are they cultivating? Yes, they are. But to which direction are they heading?
就是说你的实践要跟你的地图或是你的知见完全相应，你才能够到达佛所讲的那个状态。
So it is extremely important that your own practice needs to be in complete correspondence and completely coincide with the roadmap, the teaching from the Buddha. And that way you will be able to reach the state that Buddha has described.
就像我们现在讲的说，你心中浮出来的种种的意念，或是种种的影像、语言，这些东西，它都是被你认知的。那么说不要执着，那你听懂了，可是你一修，你又去抓那一个，你有没有可能透过这个观念的懂， 真的你就是什么，然后去抓它，结果做不到，那等于是，就因为你是什么，你是要往东，可是只有一走马上是什么方向，慢慢打到西边去的。
So we have all this time we've been talking about how the language, the images, the thoughts that's created in your mind is but a function of your mind. So do not interact, do not be attached to these forms that's created by your mind. So you may be able to comprehend all these, but in real life, when you try to apply it to your actual practice,oftentimes, you know that you're not supposed to be grasping onto these mental forms, yet immediately, because we've been operating this way for such a long time, that you grasp onto all these mental images that you create. So it's like, you know, we have been the roadmap is showing you to go to the east, but once you start driving, you automatically swerve to the west and go in the opposite direction.
你想到某人骂你，然后你知道这是一个语言，不是他骂我，那我看清楚了，不是他骂我，这是一种修行的方法。另外一种方法是，这个人想到这个人骂我的时候，那么我要修行，我要什么？原谅他，接受他，这是一种修行方法。你哪种方法比较直接？
So let's say there's someone scolding me right now, and if you're able to see that those are merely language, you know, you're perceiving language, there isn't an actual person there that's scolding me. If you're able to think this way,that's one level of practice. Another level of practice is when someone is scolding you and then you apply whatever you learned previously and think, oh, I've been taught that I need to be understanding, I should try to forgive this person. That is also another level of practice. Of these two approaches, which one is more direct?
这两个修行是我们常常会修行的就是转负面的为正面的，那通常是转负面为正面的比较容易，也有效果。然后看清楚这个负面正面，都是语言的，根本就不是对方。那这一个也可以什么产生效果，可是比较难。但是效果有没有一样？不一样的。
So both approaches are commonly used by people. The first one where you turn the negative words into something positive. So you try to forgive, you try to be understanding and tolerant. That is one level of practice and it's easier. And the second level of practice where you understand that language is only language. It doesn't really mean there's a person behind it, it doesn't represent the other person.That's another level of practice. It's more difficult. Both can have its own effect. Are the effects the same?
你们会修哪一个？
Which one are you going to choose to use?
把负面转为正面呢？还是看到那根本就没有人在，没有，就是语言的，不是那个人在骂我，哪一个？你会修哪一个？
Which one are you going to adopt? Turning the negative to positive? Or going more directly and seeing that language is the only language, there isn't someone behind it that's doing the scolding?
我都不回答我，因为我讲的话就是什么，就是声音而已。
None of you dare to answer, huh? So all my words are merely sound, right?
所以你就修第一种，就是没有人在讲经，也没有你在什么倾听、听法。
or you practice the method of, oh, there's no one expounding on the sutra and there's no one listening to it.
那其实佛最主要他就直接讲这一部分，就是声音，就是声音没有人在里面，虽然是由一个心产生声音的，可是你总是看到声音，你是看不到背后的那一个心或是那个人。
So that is actually what Buddha had taught, that when you perceive sound, language, it's only a sound. Yes, there may be a mind that's behind the sound, generating the sound, but oftentimes all we perceive is the phenomenon of the sound, and we don't see the mind behind it.
声音背后可以讲话的那个人不是我们讲的说我，那个人在灵气，他叫做无位真人，没有位置的真人。刚刚没讲。
嗯，so the person that is that's behind the words, generating all the words, usually in the Lingji school of thought, they call it the non-abiding true person.
那我们一般是把是用这个无畏真人，然后去把语言当成我，把色相当成我，把感觉当成我，我们一般人就讲说我很厉害，你把想法当成你那个无畏真人呢、啊？没有厉害不厉害的，他讲厉害，无畏真人也不会这样说。对，我同意，不会的，他就是永远具有感知功能，可以说话的功能，可以判断的功能，可是他没像，那有什么好坏？
So what we do is we mistakenly take this non-abiding true person and we attach it to a sense of self. So if you give rise to the thought that, ooh, I'm such a good person, it's but a thought that you give rise to by your mind. It doesn't represent the mind itself, but we don't know that. We grasp onto the thought and created a sense of self.Whereas the mind itself is non-abiding. There's no sense of whether you're good or not good. There isn't, it just forms and you shouldn't be attached to forms.
所以后面讲说进步非进言，那弥格三何故，就在讲这个意思。
And so the final stanza talks about moving forward, there's no near or far.Confusion creates mountains and rivers of obstruction.
如果你一直把你心中产生的语言，或把听到的语言当成人，那这样子的运作叫做迷。你迷了一万劫都不会变成悟的。这是什么？你迷的时候，就会不断的用这种方式操作的。
So if you continue to think that the language that's created by the mind or the form that rises from the mind, if you continue to think those, take those as the self, then no matter how long you practice many kalpas, you will still continue.To be in a state of confusion.
我追他的尾巴，追一万年能不能追到？
For example, a puppy chasing after its own tail. After 10,000 years of chasing after this tail, is the puppy able to catch it?
追得到吗？就快到了，但是就是追不到。
It's like you're almost there, you're almost there, but no matter how long you try, you'll never catch the tail.
我们会不会笑那只狗？
Do we find it cute and laugh at the dog?
那开悟的人看到我们就是那一只狗。
When an enlightened person look at us, they see us as the puppy.
所以就是你停下来，哎，花姐，这尾巴就是我的，追什么？
Well, if you take a moment and stop, you'll realize that the tail is part of my own body. Why am I chasing it?
然后我们想到一个人，这个人是不是你想的一个对象？然后接下来你再去对付那个人，是不是跟追尾巴是一样的？
So if you think of a person, again, this person is only an image that's created by your own mind. But if you interact with your own image, isn't it just like a dog that's chasing its own tail?
你如果说你心里面浮出一个影像，你认定那个就是那个人，我保证你，你可以一直追，追到什么？就是无量劫来，就是像我们讲说什么，这个人。我来生就是要什么来对付他，为什么你对付谁，你就是对付你，你的最主要的功能就是你要那个东西浮出来以后，这就是那个人，你才有办法一直来，就是一直花言去对付他。
So if you think of a person and then you interact with a person, if you continue to do it like thisIt will lead you down the road, it will take you immeasurable number of kalpas, and there's still no end to it. Oftentimes people think of a person and think, okay, it's my mission of my life to fight against this person or to be antagonistic toward this person. But who are you really antagonizing? This image that's created by your own mind.
有一个人就是欺负你的那一个人，你恨死他了，那就是永远就是要对付他。有一天他成活了，无相了，那你要对付他的这一个会不会消失？你一直对付他，那一个那个活要帮助你，你懂吗？我已经无相了啊，你那个就是你自己的啊。他，爱花姐，你就是一直在什么咬自己的尾巴。可能也很难帮忙啊。
So if someone had done you wrong and then you held on to this memory and thinking I need to fight against this person no matter what happens, after many 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 kalpas this person had become a Buddha, and you know, in the state of enlightenment as a Buddha, there's no form. So in that case, now who are you fighting against anymore? And in that situation, the new Buddha, even ifhe wants to turn around and help you, then it will still be really difficult because you won't let go of this notion of chasing your own tail.
所以师父不是跟一个那个宗教什么世界宗教领袖会议，跟有一个印度教的一个教主，有没有两个过招，拿那个印度教的跟那个过招，那个人就是现出什么很恐怖的什么影像，要对付师父，对不对？要吓师父。那师父，我不把这个，我不会以为这个是我，我也不会认为你在什么对付我。就对方就发觉，诶，师父跑到哪里去了？
So remember the story about 师父 that he attended the World Religious Summit, and during the conference there was a Hindu guru that wants to challenge 师父, and so this person materialized and changed into some very scary and very hideous forms, trying to intimidate Shi Fu and trying to frighten him. But Shi Fu meditated upon the notion that there's no self. And I won't mistake the image that you created as you either. So in that case, the guru had found out that he's not able to find Shi Fu anymore. Shi Fu is nowhere to be found. And so his tactic was futile.
好，比如说你很讨厌我，那就把我杀，要杀我，我都不动，都让你杀，然后你把它切成什么豆酱是吧？你还能够继续杀下去吗？
You say someone who is very hateful and wants to kill someone else. Okay, so you sit there and say, okay, I'm not going to move, I'll let you kill me. And this person just, you know, swing the knife and chop the person in half and keep chopping into a mush. In that case, is there someone to be killed anymore?
他活生生的说你把他干掉了，他死掉了，你再杀有没有功能？
So you kill this person when this person is alive, just, you know, one stroke of the knife, and then, but if you continue on to butcher the body, is there any function of the action?
因为我们把身体当成我，你讨厌的那个人也把身体当成他，所以我就杀他。你就能杀到他了，那他有一天他悟了，就像那个禅师悟了，然后活生生去杀，因为他不会再把这个色身当成我，你杀了没有错，这头断掉了，对那个人来讲，他有没有真的是头断掉了，他不会再以身体为我啦，所以你杀，别人来讲你是有杀了，别人来讲的话，他是什么？我们说没生没死啊。所以我们一般是会一直把这个色身当成我，所以我死了，好，谁知道我死了？那东西不会死的。
So oftentimes all the time, we take our physical body as the self. So if someone hurts, harms, or kills the physical body, we feel that, oh, you know, I indeed have been killed. But for really, really enlightened people, they don't take the physical body as himself, as the mind. So for that kind of cultivators, they are not afraid of any physical harms.There were stories where bandits tried to kill a great cultivator, and the cultivator just said, you know, go ahead, and sticked out his neck, and got killed. But because they don't make this connection between physical body as the self, so the harming of the physical body was okay. And So there's really no life and no death, and
他不会把身体当成我啊，所以对他来讲的话，那个心，感知的心不会有生有死、啊。
The mind, the very mind itself that has the ability to perceive death and life, it has indeed not been harmed. It's not attached to the physical body. So even if the physical body is hurt, the mind itself is still unchanging.
所以我们以后你们可以去修哈、啊，这个。要身体不动了，那我那个心是不是就跟着死掉了？我发现没有，只是 只是心发觉身体不动了，可是那个能感知的心还在，那你发觉这个心一直在那，那到底我有没有死啊？
So next time you should try this, in the state of meditation, the body is unmoving and not moving at all, then you can try to contemplate, well, in that case, am I dead or not? If the body is unmoving, but my mind is still alive, then what state is that?
我通常一般人没那么厉害哦。我们现在活生生的人，对不对？你很清楚我现在在这边。然后，当你进入睡觉以后，你晓不晓得你还活着？
Usually, ordinary people are not as observant. Usually, when we are walking about, sitting here, then it's clear to know that we are still alive and our mind is here. But when we are in the state of sleeping, are you still aware of where your mind is?
你清醒的时候，你的心可以感知这些现象，感知身体，感知外面的世界，这些功能你都确定说，我这个心是有的。而这个心进入睡觉状态，那个能感知那个心跑到哪里去了？
So when we are awake, the mind has ability to be aware, to recognize, perceive all these different phenomena around us, the objects around us, things happening. But when you are sleeping, then where has the mind gone?
你们这边有没有人有经验，就是说我清醒的时候能够感知的心当然清楚，这是 OK 的。然后从清醒的状态进入睡觉的状态，你发觉你那一颗具有感知的心是没有在一段时间里面是不知道的，有没有这样的经验？
Have you ever had this actual personal experience where you can tell the distinction between in the waking moment your mind is active and is aware, but are you aware that when you're sleeping there's a period of time where your mind has stopped being aware?
我们睡了那么多年，睡了四五十年都没有这种经验。
Well, I've been sleeping all these years and not experienced this, right?
这种经验是可能的啊。
It's possible to be aware of your non-awareness.
但是就是说你从清醒的状态进入睡觉的状态，你知道你在睡觉，你的心是认知的功能，知道你在睡觉呢，还是就是即使你不知道你在睡觉，你至少那个心具有认知的那功能当中是没有消失的，就是突然间你就是无知无觉跟昏掉差不多了，不是的。这样的睡觉方法，这样相当睡觉的方法，你可能就是我那个心不会因为睡觉心就不见了，它那个觉照具有觉知的功能都一直在的。你有这种能力，那才能够讲说，那我死了以后这个身体不能动的，那在进入那种因为一个状态的时候，那个心还是什么清楚的，然后可能你才有讲说接下来我要找哪一间房屋，我要找哪一个人来脱胎比较好。如果你想要什么想要活得有钱的，你就找这个王永庆啊。然后你希望长得漂亮，就看哪一个人现在长得比较漂亮你投胎。
So it is possible to cultivate and practice to, so that even in the state of sleeping, then your mind is still aware, doesn't stop being aware. It's possible to be like that. And only when you're able to attain such a state, then you can extend it to when you die, when your body has ceased to move, you will understand that your mind is not dead, your mind is still alive, still retains the ability to be aware. And in that case, if you are reincarnating, then you can have the awareness to choose a better next life. If you want to be wealthy, then look for someone like Bill Gates. And if you want to have beautiful forms, then you look for a parent that looks good, who are handsome or beautiful. But you need to have the kind of awareness to begin with.
那我们的心啊，我们我也讲过几次的啊，有声音听得到，没有声音也是听得到嘛，是不是？啊，听到没有？现在已经被叫乖了哈，不是没听到嘛，是听到没声音嘛哈。
So we talked about this example a few times already. So your mind has the ability to be aware of sound, right? But in the state of there's no sound, is your mind still aware? And many of people in the audience says yes, you know, you're aware that there's no sound.
同样的，有各式各样的现象，知道。什么东西都没有，我那个心也知道的。
So your mind is aware of all different phenomena, even when there's no phenomenon, your mind is still aware of that fact.
所以表示说，你睡觉的时候，你那个心一定是没有消失的。
That means even when you're sleeping, your mind and its ability to be aware has never ceased.
只是说你这个心藏在那里去，你自己不知道。
The only difference is, in those kind of state, where had your mind gone? Where is it residing? We're often not clear about that.
那如果说有一天你功夫练的，就是，我的心不管有现象无现象。不管醒跟睡是清清楚楚的，那你慢慢的你说做梦我可以什么，那时候就不怕梦了，梦起来就是别有认知的对象，就是我心中浮出来的现象啊，那梦也不需要什么把它转梦啊，不需要转梦。
So if you're able to reach that kind of stageWhere the mind is aware of all things at all times, whether there's a phenomenon or non-phenomenon, whether you're in the state of wakefulness or sleeping, you're aware all the time, then you can become aware of that when you're dreaming, whatever happened in the dream is merely a function of your mind, just a mental activity. You don't have to pay much attention to it.
但是如果说我们一直在看说啊，这是某某人，这是谁谁谁谁谁谁谁谁，那心一直在抓相，一直在抓相，然后另外就是认为这个相是心外的东西，你整天这样操作以后，到最后睡觉的时候，因为睡觉就是不能抓的，我们睡觉的时候是什么？都不要想，不要什么？不要去抓相，对不对？才能够睡着，对不对？只要你那个心就进入一个什么都没有了，就你叫做，就是我不知道了，因为我们就是有对象的才能够知道，那个对象消失了，我们就认为这个心没有了，所以你就会不知道了。
But in the state of confusion.We continue to grasp onto external phenomena. Whatever we encounter, we don't realize that those are the phenomena created by the mind. We continue to think that they are all external to the mind. If this is the way you think and you depend so much on external phenomena, then in the state of sleeping, when all these external phenomena disappear, because when you're sleeping, you're not aware of external phenomena,In that case, your mind loses the object that you can grasp onto, and the mind seems to have lost itself and lose ability to be aware. And that's not what we're trying to do.
所以后面一句“仅白参贤人啊，光阴莫虚度”，就是劝告这一些啊，参贤就是什么？贤是道家的名称啊，那这边贤就是要指出。就是要去 找到我们的这个觉性，我们的空心或是我们的真心，就是劝告这些想要什么参禅要明心见性的人啊，要懂得就是你要找到那颗心，不要去什么往外求，或者往外求的话就像这个狗追什么就自己的尾巴。
So the final sentence says, I implore those who investigate the mysterious, do not waste your time. Mysterious here we're referring to this aware mind or the empty nature or the true nature. That's what we're talking about here. And it's talking about when you want to investigate your true nature, your awareness, then do notbe attached to external phenomena. Do not investigate by going outward. Instead, you should return to the origin and look within. And that way, you won't be like the dog that's chasing your tail all the time.
那如果说你这一个能够找到那一个，那这个真心就像一面镜子，然后它反应或是含摄啊种种的现象。
If I'm able to find this true nature, the true nature is like a mirror that has ability to encompass, has ability to reflect all sorts of phenomena.
就像你现在你的心，你现在这边。有没有五十个？二四六八九，唐炳强应该有哈，五六十个样子。五十个人的像，还有椅子，还有灯笼，还有我讲话的声音。那如果旁边还有人，身体有香味哈，那这些种种的现象，色声香味触，也是你的感觉。还有你心里的种种的想法，在每一刹那当中，这就是镜子里面的现象，我们一般叫色声香味触法，你在任何时间里面，你的心都能够感知，全部都能够感知，就像镜子含摄现象。那你知道心是这样的功能，你不会去抓起某一个色相为别人，或者某个色相为我。那你如果这样子的话，那你第一个，它就是这个样子，那不需要去抓某一个人为。你只要一直抓每个人为我的时候，你这种可以什么感知含摄现象的。就会迷失了。
If you're able to realize your true nature, then, for instance, all of us sitting here, about 40-50 of us, the form of the lantern, the sound of my voice, your physical sensation, and, if there's someone next to you wearing perfume, your scent,your own thoughts in your mind, you'll realize that these will all be clearly reflected by the mind, being aware by the mind. And there's no need to be attached to any specific thing. Once you become attached to any particular object or any particular sensation, then you will lose sight and not able to...have this all-encompassing ability to reflect clearly.
那在这个镜子当中，魔甲骂魔乙，镜子就听到甲的声音对乙的在火，那乙的声音在火过去，那镜子。就反映出来，镜子会不会拔刀相助， 起来去支持乙或者甲，不会的。
Or another scenario where reflected in the mirror is person A is yelling at person B and person B retorted back. In that situation, if your mind is being all aware, is the observer going to jump in and help either one of those people? No.
那镜子会不会讲说啊，这个不是，这不是我要的，这是我镜子以外的现象，我不要你这些出现，会不会？
Is a mind, the mirror itself is going to say, oh, I don't want to reflect this particular phenomenon. It's outside of the scope of my mirror. I don't want it. Is a mirror going to be like that?
那如果你认为你在心中听到的话，哦，他心中看到的像，你一旦认为这是某某人，那么你整体照的那个光明就不见了。
If you're mistaken,one of the image in the mirror as one specific person, then you will lose sight of the whole picture.
那我们就永远在那个我们心中的一个色相声里面，就是老是在抓晃，老是认为这是他，怎么可以怎么样，就这样在绕而已。
If you operate that way, then we'll continue to grasp onto various forms, images, and sounds.Inside this mirror and lose sight of the whole picture.
总而言之就是心中的相是心产生的，它既不是某某人，也不是我，可是这个真的就是我们一般世俗叫做某某人嘛，对不对？他也没有就是说啊，他不能出现，他镜子本身不会去抗拒某种现象产生，也不会喜欢某种现象产生，也不会喜欢某种现象或讨厌某种现象，可是现象就在镜子当中随着因缘的发生。
The mirror itself is not going to be selective and choosing what the mirror prefers or not prefer. It's not going to say, I don't want person A to appear in the image, or prefers a particular phenomenon. Instead, whatever that's reflected in the mirror just rises and falls according to cause and condition.
所以如果这样子的话，那么就要去转变你一直把你心中的某个声音、某个色相当成人的这个习惯去转化，否则的话，你这个习惯把心中看到的某个影像、某个声音当成人的，让里面有好坏的这个部分，你会一直运作了。现在不用去改变什么现象，就是你知道那个是色声香味触啊。背后有心那个操作，但是这个色根先会出啊。
So we need to transform the habit of mistakenly thinking the sound, the form that we see as the actual person. We need to transform this habit and recognize that those are mental activities. Those are but only the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought.And it interacts with the mind. They don't represent the actual person. You need to change this habit.
那只要有心的人都能够进入这一个心里面的镜子里面去转变色相，你可以转变色相，我也可以转变色相，而是镜子在改变色相呈现什么色相的时候，镜子永远是什么，永远就是照的光明永远是不变的。
So other beings, whoever has a mind can come into the picture and make changes to different kinds of forms and phenomena. Yet the mind, this mirror that has the ability to be aware, to reflect, the all encompassingly this mind doesn't change.
还有五分钟。
We have a few more minutes left.
Hey.
Anyone with questions?
Uh-huh. 我们知道，我们也很清楚说，我们是在 reflect， 我们也是镜子中间的。
Uh-huh.
就比如说你刚才举的例子，说甲跟乙在吵架，那如果说我们自己也进去了，可是我自己很清楚说，我进去了，我也进去了，可是我知道我这个镜子的反射的。
Uh-huh.
我还是就是表示了我的意见，可是我自己心里清楚说，我也是在镜子里表现的。
你不要讲说你表示你的意见了，你表示你意见，你是你跟其他的是对立的，就是我是他呢，还是全部都是你？
是全部都是你，还是不是全部？
就是问他。
那如果是，当然我还没到那个
时
候。
My question is, can I also?
So, as an observer, as a mirror, so use the scenario that we had earlier: person A and B having an argument in the mirror, and you're reflecting it. But if I become involved in the picture, and in that argument, I give my own opinion about what's happening and everything. Is it okay? Is it okay as long as I can be aware of that's what's happening, and I'm aware that I have joined the picture, and I'm aware of my own awareness? Is that fine? And Sashi's answer was, there's still a sense of self and others in this picture. And are you responding to the others, or are you merely responding to everything that's in your own mind?
这里面就是说你是看到两个色相在互动，两种声音在互动呢，还是看到两个人在吵架？
The question is, when you are reflecting, are you seeing two physical forms having argument with each other, or are you seeing two actual persons having an argument with each other?
如果你看到有两个人在吵架，当然进去以后你就是要劝架了。如果你看到这两个像在互动，那我进去当然会影响他们了，可是还是看到就是相跟相的互动，相跟相的互动是背后是心。
So if you perceive it as two actual people who are having an argument, then of course you jump in and try to help out. But if you see two forms having an argument, you need to see that behind the form there are minds and.
对，心让这些相互动，那就是相跟相互动，心跟是没有人在吵架的。我的心跟你的心都可以啊，就是就像网络啊，我进去你也可以改变，你进去你也可以改变嘛，那是同一个什么，同一个那个 screen 嘛。
So if you see those are as mental, physical forms having interaction, then you have to see that it's the mind behind the forms. And,
心可以互动啊，比如我进去操作，那他就操作，透过心去操作那个影像嘛。
So the minds all have the ability to interact and change the physical form.
So we consider that the self and the body as functions and phenomena of the mind.
We can consider after we teach or explain, we can consider that the self or thoughts, because the self, you know, is manifesting thoughts. So I sell selves and body. We consider as functions and phenomena of the mind.
So
that comes, in other words, mind is creating the self and body.
You can say that because everything is created by the mind.
So mind is, in other words, self is a function of the mind.
我是心的一个作用。
现在他讲的那个我是哪一个我？
Which self are you talking about?
The self that is a manifesting thought. I want this, I fight or even meditating, for example, something positive, no? I'm going to, or even
然后我正在打坐这个我。
我想要这个，那个是念头啊，但是你会以为是什么？那是你心无相的心产生一个念头，那你把那个念头当成我，就是那个是念头，那个是相，那是心的功能啊。
Yes, those are the functions of the mind. But in fact, I want this, I want that. I'm meditating. Those are thoughts. And oftentimes we attach thoughts with the sense of self.But those are created by the mind, that in the self, no self.
So it's a phenomenon of the mind. It's the function of the mind that creates all these thoughts.
Thank you. 就有点像是你做梦，梦到你什么，你跟什么，你要做什么做什么，然后这些想就跑出来了。
It's just like when you're dreaming, when you, in your dream, you feel like, I want to do this and that. Those are the functions of the mind.
好好辛苦了啊，讲完了。
You have done a lot of hard work, now we're done.
那我们下一次还是同一系列的，就是宝镜三昧。那这个听了以后大概会从似懂非懂到了好像就有点懂了。到了最后就是你是可以实践的，透过实践去体验到了我们叫做真正的什么。真正的体验到的，那听懂听不懂，懂多少算多少，然后你可以用就用，不可以用就当种子。
So, the next series is following up what we have been talking about. It's actually the second half of the book. And once we've gone to the second half, you'll feel that you are probably able to grasp a little bit more, understand more.No matter how much you understand, if you're able to understand, then try to practice and cultivate accordingly. Or else, if you feel your understanding is quite limited, still try to come and listen to them. And then at best, it can also serve as a seed for your future understanding and cultivation.
那其实我也不懂，可是总是要讲啊。
In truth, I actually don't understand all of it myself, but I still have to give a talk.
你们觉得有用就来嘛。
If you feel useful, then come.
这个东西的确就是真的是一个很核心的东西。从不懂要愿意去学，那懂一些可能对你有用，慢慢懂的东西越来越多，或是你知道的错误什么越来越多，就表示你的离正确的就什么越来越近。
Actually, what we are talking about is very core to Buddhism, very central to Buddhism. So, try to come and listen to it, understand little by little. If you understand a little bit this time, and in the future, you will understand more and can put it to practice.
总而言之，假设我证悟到了，也不见得能够让你开悟。那我没有 体验到了，也不见得不让能让你开悟。
So my own experience may not necessarily lead to your enlightenment, or vice versa. Whatever I cannot quite experience myself, it does not prevent you from reaching enlightenment.
那我这不是巧辩哦，那个六祖就听到有一个不怎么样的出家人讲《金刚经》开悟了，那不是那个出家人的厉害，是六祖的善根成熟了。
So I'm not just giving you small arguments here, but even in the case of the sixth patriarch, he became enlightened upon hearing a not so good in a lecture talking about the Diamond Sutra, and he became enlightened at that instant. So it wasn't due to the virtue of the speaker, but it was due to the virtue of the sixth patriarch himself.
So 继续来。
So continue to come.
好。
Now we'll recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddha. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the suffering of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution,
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，保四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，仅此一报身，同生极乐国。
Please pass the handout to the center aisle so we can collect them.请把这个经文传到中间的走道，所以我们可以收，谢谢。Please rise， 各位请起立。我们向上一问讯报，我们向法师一问讯报 again。Please remain your seat, keep your palms joined, and face the center aisle. 请各位相对站。我们恭送主讲法师出坛。